For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest on last week's Century of Lies program was Eric Sterling, the president of the Criminal Justice Policy Foundation.
For those who may not be familiar with the Criminal Justice Policy Foundation, please tell us about your organization.
We're a nonprofit based in Silver Spring, Maryland, that advocates for drug policy reform and other criminal justice reforms.
Well, Eric, you've probably heard me make the statement that the war of terror, because certainly there's terror on both sides of this thing, but the war of terror is basically the war on drugs with afterburners. Do you see some parallels there?
Yes, there certainly are parallels. Perhaps what's most striking right now is to see how what we're doing in the anti-terror effort is counterproductive. It marked parallel to the counterproductive efforts in fighting the drug problem. In trying to fight the terror problem, instead of identifying what motivates terrorists and what can be done to isolate them politically, we've given them more political power, we've given them economic power, and therefore we're not helping our situation, we're making it worse.
Now, Eric, I know that the machinations of the drug war make it possible for law enforcement officers to basically skirt the Constitution to perform illegal searches and seizures. And isn't it true that President Bush, through his wiretaps and other searches, has circumvented the Constitution in much the same way?
Oh, let's put it this way. Most police officers are formally trained in the limits of the Constitution, the requirements of due process, the requirements of obtaining a warrant, the requirement that suspects be advised of their rights before they're interrogated. And they learn as well that if they lie in court about what they actually did, this will be believed, and that evidence that they've obtained illegally will be introduced, and they'll be able to get convictions. President Bush has insisted that what he has done is lawful, even though it's in the face of the statutes, face of the Constitution, it's not lawful. And the president has said, I don't have to follow those procedures.
Isn't this turning into just a wonderful and brave new world? If you'd like to learn more about the Criminal Justice Policy Foundation, please visit their website, cjpf.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.